He inveigled me into a theological discussion and did his level best to elevate me out of sordid materialism. And never recognized his own high priest? Without my crimson robe? Besides, he was a Smyrnian. It was an interesting experience, though. It is remarkable, Hardin, how the religion of science has grabbed hold. I've written an essay on the subject. Entirely for my own amusement, it wouldn't do to have it published. Treating the problem sociologically, it would seem that when the old empire began to rot at the fringes, it could be considered that science, as science, had failed the outer worlds. To be reaccepted, it would have to present itself in another guise. And it has done just that. It works out beautifully when you use symbolic logic to help out. Interesting. The mayor placed his arms behind his neck and said suddenly, "Start talking about the situation at Anacreon." The ambassador frowned and withdrew the cigar from his mouth. He looked at it distastefully and put it down. "Well, it's pretty bad. You wouldn't be here otherwise." "Scarcely. Here's the position. The key man at Anacreon is the Prince Regent, Venus. He's King Leopold's uncle." "I know. But Leopold is coming of age next year, isn't he? I believe he'll be 16 in February." "Yes." Pause, and then a wry addition. "If he lives. The king's father died under suspicious circumstances. A needle bullet through the chest during a hunt. It was called an accident." "Huh. I seem to remember, Venus, the time I was on Anacreon, when we kicked them off Terminus. It was before your time." "Let's see now. If I remember, he was a dark young fellow. Black hair and a squint in his right eye. He had a funny hook in his nose." "Same fellow. The hook and the squint are still there, but his hair's gray now. He plays the game dirty. Luckily, he's the most egregious fool on the planet. Fancies himself as a shrewd devil, too, which makes his folly the more transparent." "That's usually the way. His notion of cracking an egg is to shoot an atomic blast at it. Witness the tax on temple property he tried to impose just after the old king died 2 years ago. Remember?" Hardin nodded thoughtfully, then smiled. "The priests raised the howl. They raised one you could hear way out to Lucrezia. He's shown more caution in dealing with the priesthood since, but he still manages to do things the hard way. In a way, it's unfortunate for us. He has unlimited self-confidence." "Probably an overcompensated inferiority complex. Younger sons of royalty get that way, you know."